This is Ocean Gazing, the podcast where we transform the ocean into an underwater theater and pull up front row seats. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro. Okay, guess which of the 50 states this is?
We have lots of rice fields. It's also the world headquarters for duck hunting, international headquarters for Walmart. We're number one in chicken production. I think we're the only state in the union that has a diamond mine.
Answer? Arkansas. Mary Cook teaches 7th and 8th grade science at Alf Junior High School in Searcy, Arkansas. That's about an hour, hour and a half outside Little Rock.
Arkansas used to be called the land of opportunity. Because of all these opportunities, the chickens, the rice, the diamonds, but I think it's still the land of opportunity.
Her students think so too. Listen to Mary Cook's story and you'll see why. Stay tuned. Most of the people that are interviewed come from the coast. So I'm wondering, how did someone like you from Arkansas get engaged in ocean science?
Okay. I've been teaching earth science for about 25 years. I've always found it difficult to teach my students, who are most of them are around 13 years old, about the ocean because most of them have not been to the ocean. And so I've always been looking for ways to make it more personable.
Mary Cook came across a program called Teacher at Sea. It's run by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and it gives teachers, from kindergarten teachers all the way to college-level teachers, the chance to board a NOAA research cruise and work side by side with scientists and crew to learn about and help do the science. Cook read through the different cruises that were available.
There was one particular voyage that was going to be looking at climate and climate change and gathering data and deploying buoys on tsunamis, and those are things that I teach. And so I just thought, okay, I'll apply for it. Maybe they'll pick me, maybe they won't.
They did pick her, and just like that, Cook's dream gave way to the reality of getting ready to go to sea for 3 weeks far off the coast of Chile. The chief scientist for the cruise was going to be Bob Weller, a physical oceanographer from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Cook got her principal's approval to participate. She found a substitute teacher, but all this turned out to be the easy part.
Before I left, I was really, really worried. I knew I would love the science. I mean, that I didn't worry about that. I was worried that I would be on that ship and want to get off. I would begin to view it kind of like a prison. But I'm kind of a person that if I'm afraid of something, then I'm just going to go ahead and make myself go through with it because I want to conquer that. But it didn't take long after I was on the ship and we were out to sea to realize that I never, ever felt like it was a prison at all. When you can't see any land for 3 weeks, it's kind of a liberating to just look at sky and water.
And every day, Cook wrote a blog with stories and pictures for her students. She told them about how the science team was studying the Earth's climate by using buoys and drifters and probes to measure the ocean and the atmosphere. Her students emailed her back, and Cook was sure to let them know when the buoy they'd adopted as a class was released into the ocean to track the temperature and pressure of a particular current. It was this buoy, more than anything else, that caused her students' interest to skyrocket.
They signed these stickers, and then I took the stickers with me, and when I got to the ship and to the little buoy, I put all of their stickers on. And then I took pictures and posted them on the internet. The interest in ocean currents, quadrupled among my students because of that. And so they knew, that was their adopted buoy.
I was reading this, your reflections on your Teacher at Sea experience. And at one point you say that even though the Teacher at Sea cruise took place a few years ago, it continues to be the potent force in my approach to teaching my students about oceanic and atmospheric sciences today. And I just wondering why.
Because it's so personal. And I think if you can make it more personal for the teacher and the students, they're going to remember it. I've talked to those students that I had 5 years ago, and one of them, I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about his graduation night, that he wore his Noah pin on his graduation gown. So to me, it made a great impact on them. It's so personal to me. And I learned so much. I mean, I had read about research, but now I know about it, and I've participated in it.
At Alf Junior High, Cook's current students agree. Brett Blasco is one. He's in the eighth grade. Before moving to Arkansas, he grew up on the ocean in Washington State.
I enjoy the ocean, like, in the summer, because my dad lives in California, so we go to the ocean, swim.
So does the fact that Miss Cook kind of went on this trip and was one of the first teachers ever to kind of go out to sea, does that make her kind of extra cool?
Yeah, I think it helps because it shows that she's been there and she knows what it's like, and it's more interesting to look at and get more into.
Emily Rollins is also in the eighth grade. She's from Searcy, Arkansas, but Rollins has gotten to see the ocean on vacation in Mexico. Studying the ocean is her favorite part of science class.
Yeah.
Why do you say it's your favorite subject?
Because I've always liked, you know, being near water and around the ocean. I think it's very interesting how, you know, the ocean affects our climate.
Do you actually see that in Arkansas?
Yes. Because, you know, when Louisiana has its hurricane season, we kind of get the sort of the aftermath, what was left over from that up here, but mostly it comes in real heavy rains or tornadoes. Even though, you know, Arkansas isn't touching the ocean anywhere, it still affects us.
You think you want to do something with the oceans in the future?
Well, the thing I would like to learn to do with the oceans, like learn about the marine life that lives there. And I thought that would be a good job option for the future.
So if you could have one wish about the ocean, what would that be?
If I could constantly live there forever, because I love being there. It's kind of like being surrounded by a whole different world.
The beauty of the Teacher at Sea program is it lets the students in a classroom touch that different world, help them feel connected to the ocean in a way that's lasting and meaningful. The program's been around since 1990, and more than 500 teachers from across the country have participated. If Mary Cook's experience is any indication, it can really lead to a sea change in how teachers and students alike relate to the ocean.
Right, because it opened a lot of doors in that respect for me. And so now when I'm looking for lessons, it means something to me when I see it. And I can also turn around and explain that to my students.
Now that you've been on the sea and you've actually gotten to know the ocean in a very intimate way, I'm wondering if you can kind of, you know, describe what your relationship is with the ocean, you know, like personally.
Some of my impressions of the ocean was how big it was. I mean, I was just overwhelmed at its depth. Something I do remember is thinking that the ocean felt like it was breathing because it has this constant kind of swaying or moving. That's kind of a comforting feeling. Instead of being afraid, I felt more comforted by it.
This was last week's Sonic Stumper. It's Arkansas's state song called O Arkansas.
Of the lakes, it's the spirit that's in each and every home.
Maybe they should add just one more line. It's the spirit of the ocean.
It's the spirit of tomorrow and today. Oh, Arkansas. Oh, Arkansas. Arkansas, USA.
Here's our new Sonic Stumper.
And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sounds of the breezes that flow.
Okay, what we're listening to is a type of fun activity you might do. What is it? Sail over to our website, oceangazing.org, to see photos of Mary Cook at sea and of her students. You can also find a link to a beautiful children's book that Cook co-authored about her voyage on the high seas. Let her know what you think of her Teacher at Sea trip by posting a message on our blog, oceangazing.org. Special thanks to Patricia White and to Jackie Romy, Matt Price, and Blake Gladden at Searcy High School, who recorded the Arkansas audio. Ocean Gazing gets its financial support from the National Science Foundation. This podcast is a product of COSI.